Well, hello there, kids on Audio Boo. I was going to post the third and final installment in my series of highlights posts looking back, but the batteries in my digital recorder decided to go and I have to recharge them, and I don't want to do that. And I'm running out of opportunity and I'm running out of time to be able to post my final thoughts on here. And so the first clip I wanted to show you guys was a clip of me shoving something mysterious down my pie hole, and you guys are going to have to go look for it. It's pretty funny. And the second post I wanted to show you was my fire alarm ringing at stupid o'clock in the morning. But again, you're going to have to go look for it and find it if you want to listen to it. I'm not going to throw away my Audio Boo account just yet. I can keep it up for you guys so that you can listen to all of my stuff. And yeah. So I will stop blabbering very soon, I promise. Not before I thank every single one of you for listening to me over the past few years. I've really enjoyed posting. Whether it's about certain aspects of my life, whether it's about some of the food I eat, whether it's about some of the music I listen to. And I'm going to end off with some lovely music for you. And so there's a little bit of a story behind this piece of music that I'm going to tell you about. It was written in 1772 by Franz Joseph Haydn. He was an Austrian composer living at an estate in Hungary at the time. I don't know if they were hungry or thirsty. Maybe they were hungry or thirsty. Who knows? Anyway, between composing his 104 symphonies and all of his chamber music and his religious music, and not all of it was composed at the estate, but a lot of it was. Mr. Haydn liked to play hide and seek a lot of the time. I don't know. But he certainly had a lot of time on his hands, and but he used it wisely, unlike a lot of us today in 2017. People use their smartphones and post pornographic pictures online, and yeah, no. Anyway, this piece was written at the request of his court orchestra that was at the estate. The musicians wanted to go visit their wives back home, and back then they only had horse and buggy, and it would have taken them a day. And the prince wasn't letting them go. So they turned to their conductor and said, Papa Haydn, we would like to come to you for advice. And so he said, I got this. So anyway, he wrote this symphony. And at the end of the symphony, he instructs them very, very specifically to just kind of casually leave the stage one by one by one until two cute little violins are left. And anyway, I hope you enjoy it. I hope you enjoy this piece of the Farewell Symphony by Franz Joseph Haydn. It is the final moments. And again, I thank you very much for listening. And I hope to hear from you guys in the not so distant future.